Allstate.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris, the final four segments of our visit with Ken Thomas, exploring parapolitics. But let's look at some of those other mysteries of our time. Is there any reason we're going to hit this again, especially now because we have the 10th anniversary of 9/11 just a year and a half ago? So is there any reason why we should consider 9/11 to be more than what they say it is?
Oh, there are plenty of reasons. We're going to switch over to 9/11 now.
Let's do the turnoff here. Kennedy assassination, switch off. UFO mystery, okay. Switch off. We'll get back to that probably on our next episode of the PowerCast. Okay, 9/11.
John Judge and I went, John Judge and Len Bracken, who wrote The Shadow Government, and I went to this hotel that was right across from the Pentagon, right across from where it happened, and we talked to the people there. They all saw a plane collided to the Pentagon, so that whole theory that never happened is doesn't really hold a lot of water to me. But the only photographic evidence we have of that major event is a series of still photographs that were taken from a Citgo station. And all the people we talked to in this hotel said that there's all these hotel cameras that would have picked something up, all of which was confiscated by FBI people. So there's a cover-up going on there, too. So there is no way in the world that we're anywhere close to really understanding what happened at 9/11. The impact of that is not going to continue for a long time. It's a conspiracy, and we need 9/11 researchers out there to deconstruct it and learn more about it, just as we have with Kennedy assassination. I mean, right after the Warren Commission, there were people that doubted it, and then shortly after that, there were people that started writing about it and organizing about it, and we've learned things over the years, and we've become better for it. That's what's going on with 9/11.
Okay, but why should we not take it as what it was, some crazy terrorists get into this country because the intelligence people and the FBI are just not talking to each other, and maybe there's inattention on the part of the people at the White House, and it happens? Or did they let it happen?
It seems to me pretty clear that there was some kind of letting it happen there. And also those the terrorist networks. I mean, it's all global. Remember, all that kind of happened after we knew, for instance, that Osama bin Laden had been given the promised software by that turncoat spook guy whose name is going to escape me right now. But, they're all players. They're all world players. And this kind of, just blaming an Arab culture for them, is just that's not what happened.
Okay, but how then do we prove this? Are all these documents secreted away in the White House archives, in the CIA archives, the FBI archives?
Well, that's what I was trying to say before. Find the others. Find the people who are doing the research. There are researchers out there who have files with information. There should also be people out there petitioning the government for new data through the Freedom of Information Act, which is something that has to go on and on. You just don't file it once, and then all of a sudden, boom, you've got everything they have. That has to be an ongoing effort.
Now, this is interesting here, too. I hear tell that the Obama administration, despite promising more transparency in government, is actually harder to deal with when it comes to freedom of information requests. True or not?
I understand that to be true, yes. I understand that to be true. And they're also conducting the drone wars, too, which is for a guy who supposedly wanted to de-escalate the wars
and win the Nobel Peace Prize.
And win the Nobel Peace Prize. Yeah, we've got drones out there just killing people robotically without, without any kind of human agency involved.
Well, some are suggesting they stick the drones at the borders here now, so that when the undocumented aliens are trying to get into this country, well, we send the drones after them.
Right. And I wrote a blog for Feral House before the last election saying that assassination would have something to do with the election results, because almost every presidential election since Kennedy was decided one way or another by an assassination. And then, boom, so shortly after I wrote that, boom, the Libyan ambassador gets assassinated. And that was kind of hanging like a sword of Damocles over Obama during that entire... I mean, there's no other way that Romney was going to get elected unless they could, you know, somehow turn that into some, you know, gross form of negligence that they were going to expose and make the whole administration look corrupt and weak.
Now, some people are suggesting that Romney should have pushed that more than he did. On the second debate, he brings it up, and then Obama shot him down because he's trying to say, well, Obama didn't use the word terrorist in his initial comments, which, of course, wasn't true. And during the debate on foreign policy, they never brought it up.
Right, right, which is weird. I mean, I don't know if we know what that's all about. Maybe did the powers to be decide, well... Okay, we're going to do this assassination, and then we have that. You know, let's see how we can use it, and then they decide they don't want Romney. So, you know, somehow the word goes out. You know, the intelligence operatives that are working in the Romney campaign undersell the power of that and kind of convince the guy not to bring it up. And then so we got the guy they wanted us to have, Obama.
So then the conspiracy theorists will say, what is Obama doing? What is Obama doing that is so weird or conspiratorial that they would want him over Romney?
It's a question, isn't it? Well, he's keeping the military contractors happy with the drone wars, for one.
Yeah, he's not
able. He hasn't closed Guantanamo. I mean, many of his policies are just... You just wouldn't expect, particularly after the second election, and we have yet to see. I mean, we're still in the middle of those. We have yet to see how his policies are going to change. But in the first 4 years, he really hasn't done a lot to reform all of the Bush years.
He's Bush 4. Clinton was Bush 2 because he was totally compromised by Pappy Bush and the whole MENA Arkansas fiasco.
That's right.
And
that's
right. And then, of course, was the third Bush. And now we have, you know, Obama made all these promises of things that he was going to do if elected president in his first campaign for the presidency. And except for, you know, the whole downgrading of the Iraq conflict and turning it over to private contractors, basically, he did get the military out of Iraq. I can't think of one other thing that he did that made good on his campaign promises. You know, of course, the healthcare thing is I think many people consider it a joke.
It's a sellout to private industry.
Yeah, exactly. And so once these guys get in that position of power, it's almost like they have selected memory. They don't. It's like all the things that they were promising that they were going to do and stands they were going to take and, you know, crusading positions that they were going to use the bully pulpit to spearhead. All this stuff goes out the window, and these guys just play business as usual. It doesn't matter which party is in.
Let me just finish this. It's interesting here that you almost think that maybe the president goes in there with good intentions, like Jimmy Carter was going to find out the mystery of UFOs and what's going on because of his sighting. And they get in there, and the first day they take office after they get the oath of office, and now I'm president, now I'll do the things I want to do. And then a couple of people in dark suits and briefcases and maybe something really thick in their pockets that you worry about what that is, they come to visit the president and say, Mr. President, before you proceed in doing what you're going to do, there are some things you need to know about traditions here. And they tell him. And maybe some of the things they tell the president are not really pleasant to hear, like, you know, if you maybe don't go along with the plan and the protocols, the traditions of this office, maybe you won't survive to your second term, or there won't be a second term, or we'll find a way for someone else to be elected. So that might be one of the things right there, because their self-interest is, well, I have to survive, so maybe I'll make a few sacrifices, and that's where it goes.
Well, one version of that story, and I've often heard, is that as soon as they get elected, they're brought into a screening room somewhere and shown the Kennedy assassination from various angles that aren't as a Zapruder film. And they give the guy the idea up close and personal that, look, you don't do what we want you to do, this is going to happen to you too.
You know what's going to happen to us if we don't do this break? I can't tell you. Ken Thomas joining us with Gene and Chris. You are in
the Paracast.
Hey, neighbors. Meetings are an essential part of any business. You know, making presentations to clients, collaborating with your colleagues. Well, make them as simple as possible to run and organize. Use GoToMeeting by Citrix, the easiest, most reliable online meeting service. With GoToMeeting, you can schedule an online meeting in seconds. Attendees can join with just a click from anywhere. Meeting materials are viewed on everyone's screen, making collaboration seamless. GoToMeeting is so easy to use for you and everyone joining your meeting. Plus, with GoToMeeting, hold as many meetings as you can for one flat rate. You have phone conferencing and voice over IP are included. You know, my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days, a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code PODCAST.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214, 866-716-5214, afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
See, they've taken over Chris's mind. He's being possessed by the trickster. Ken Thomas joining us. We were talking about all sorts of conspiracy theories about why presidents, once they get into office, you know, for all practical purposes, they're not so different. Like, yeah, there are people saying that, look at this crazy liberal person we've got in the White House now, Obama. But if you look at what he really did, he's really a moderate Republican. How do you interpret that?
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. Christopher Hitchens used to make that point. What difference does it make, what knucklehead is occupying the White House at the time? It's the policies of the establishment, which is larger than the United States. You know, it's a global military-industrial complex. And no matter what bureaucrat they put in that seat at this point, and this is also an argument that's been factored in this discussion about gun control and the Second Amendment, that all these people who want to have the automatic weapons and the machine guns and so forth, even though the Second Amendment was written at a time when the British had muskets, we all live under a nuclear arsenal. And I say, yeah, sure, you'd let everybody have any assault weapon they want. And if they're really feeling oppressed, why don't you go at it? Go shoot those nuclear silos or, you know, maybe one of the modern battleships and see exactly how far that gets you.
As John Lennon said, happiness is a warm gun. Bang, bang, shoot, shoot. But it wasn't about guns. We all know that.
Like Richard Sauter, he climbed over the fence at Minot in one of the missile silos there, and it took over an hour for them to realize he was there and come and arrest him.
Right. But, you know, even you put an assault rifle in the hands of every American there is there. They can't, face up to American military might. Dylan's admit that the waters around you have grown. They have. And that's why the Second Amendment debate is so irrelevant.
Yeah, but the thing is also, if everybody has the assault weapon, we don't shoot each other because we can destroy each other.
Right, but we can't aim the weapons that are oppressing us because they're far larger than anything that we have. The only thing we can kill are school children and each other. Yeah.
Well, there are even conspiracy theories about the school shootings.
Oh, yes. I don't think we have time for those.
Although, I don't want to even do them. I really don't. I think that's just going too far.
Are you
9/11 sometimes to some people, 9/11 is bad enough because there are people out there who basically were impacted by 9/11. I was strangely impacted by 9/11. I think I've mentioned this in the PowerCast before. 6 weeks before 9/11, I'm in New York City for Mac World Expo, the expo about Apple Macintosh products. This is one of the final years that Steve Jobs was doing the keynote. And so we went to the World Trade Center as tourists. First thing is I drop my camera and break the lens. I'm using an old-fashioned film camera. Step number one. Step number two, go up the elevator, and then there's an escalator that took you to the tower, to the top of the building. I couldn't go up there. I was scared to death. Mm-hmm. And I'm not great with heights, but I've done that before, and I survived. This time I just felt a horrible sense of dread. I could not wait to get out of that building. And, of course, my wife and son looked at me like, oh, Daddy's crazy. He's UFO man.
Right.
I was a bicycle messenger on Wall Street. I used to have to go in and out of that thing several times a day. And every time I would sit there in the plaza and lock my bike up in the bike rack, I'd look up at the buildings, and I just had this eerie feeling like they were mirages, like they weren't even there. It's very spooky, thinking back about it. And My ex-girlfriend's mother, one of her best friends, operated a little deli there just opposite the plaza, and she said there was an incredible amount of unusual New York City police activity from about 5:30 in the morning until the towers were hit. She said there were cop cars racing all around with their lights on, but with no sirens, and it was highly unusual. She had been there 30 years, serving coffee and bagels to the workers before they go up to their offices, and she said that it struck her that she really had a very, very vivid sense that there was something going on that morning. Right. So for whatever that's worth.
Well, I would be remiss though in this discussion about how these conspiracies are reflected in the media if I didn't bring up LIBOR and Sandy Hook. You guys followed any of that at all? And the notion that the idea that Sandy Hook is actually the name Sandy Hook is on a map in the Batman movie,
right?
That was part of the Aurora killings, and that all of that, there's a lot of synchronistic coincidental connections to be made, and all of it is covering up actually a scandal called LIBOR, L-I-B-O-R, that hasn't been a peep about in the major media.
Yeah.
There was going to be a congressional investigation that was dropped in the aftermath of everything that happened at Sandy Hook. So there you have it again.
The fathers of the two killers of the Aurora movie theater with the Batman movie, and then the father of this latest just terrible tragedy, both had very interesting jobs. The first guy worked for, I think, FISA and or FICA. I forget the FISA or FICA.
Right.
And then the father of this latest guy, mass murderer, had developed some sort of like super software for the accounting division of GE, and that I've always wondered how a company as large as GE can get away for years without paying taxes. They didn't pay a cent of tax. They had a 57,000-page tax return.
Right.
And so I just find those coincidences a little disconcerting.
The speculation amongst parapolitical researchers that I've been reading is that these things are connected to something called LIBOR, the London Interbank Offered Rate, which is another complicated bank scandal.
Scandal in history.
Right. And there were congressional hearings that were set to investigate it that were called off in the aftermath of all this, of Sandy Hook. But, you know, this has been so soft-pedaled and covered up that a few people even know it. The one writer, actually, who's done significant stuff on this is Skylar Alfergan. Have you ever had Skylar on?
No, we haven't. No.
I don't think so, huh?
She's in my book. She's in Popular Parapolitics. She wrote a report for Steam Shovel once about the first conspiracy conference that happened in Santa Barbara back in, I think, 2004. And so I've put that in the book. The book has a whole section called Steam Shovel Press, the latest issue of Steam Shovel Press. So it's in there. And she's writing an introduction to this, and she's done some extraordinary research about LIBOR. I can't even do it justice here. But if anybody wants to follow up on this, that's one reason to get this book. It's also another reason to get, hopefully this will also be reprinted in the next issue of Ron Penn's Paranoia magazine.
Oh, wow. I think there's so much to talk about, and only two more segments left on the Paracast. We have one or two questions from our listeners that we put in the question bank section of forum.theparacast.com. We didn't have a lot of time to prepare our listeners for this event, which is why we only have those few questions. But Chris will pose them in our next segment with Ken Thomas. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-804-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
Get ready. A couple of questions from our listeners posted in the question bank over at forum.theparacast.com with Gene and Chris. We have Ken Thomas of Steam Shovel Press. You go to steamshovelpress.com and you get links to books and stuff. Chris, a couple of questions.
Yeah, we have a rather tongue-in-cheek question from Pixel Smith, who was part of our forum roundtable in our last show. And he wants to know, he says, I would love to hear about the conspiracy theories that ended up being true. I guess it wouldn't be a conspiracy theory if it ended up being true. It would be conspiracy fact, and there are lots of them to talk about. There's, of course, the Tuskegee experiments, you know, the gassing of the New York subway system that ended up being true as some sort of field experiment by the intelligence agencies, of spraying San Francisco. I mean, you know, those just pop off the top of my head.
My question is, who is the arbiter of truth? I mean, does that mean?
Exactly. Good point.
Yeah, does that mean there was? If it means that there was a legal conclusion that finally said that yes, there was a conspiracy, then once again we're back to the Kennedy assassination, because that is the official conclusion. So the truth, according to the government, is that there was a conspiracy. But on so many of those issues, like the ones you just named, it never gets that far. You know, there's a big, almost all conspiracies have cover-ups attached to them that are quite often successful. So the only people that know the truth are the people who have done research into it. You know, I would argue in my experience that in most cases, if something is so screwed up that it seems likely that there probably is a conspiracy.
Yeah.
And there is a truth to the rumor. And so, you know, I would say, you know, my inclination is to accept that it is a conspiracy until proven otherwise.
Right. That's probably a pretty, that's a safe way to kind of go with a lot of this stuff. There's no question that there's a lot of things that aren't as they seem, that we're being fed a whitewashed version of history, in some sense, and that there are certain elements that are left out, and most people aren't aware of them because, quite frankly, they'd rather, you know, have their heads in the sand and their pink little tushies up in the air waiting for the jackboot, which is about where this country is right now. And I hate to sound like some sort of ranting talk radio person here, but it's true. Ignorance is bliss. People don't want to know the truth. So, you know, Pixel Smith, do some research and you tell us. You start a thread on the forums and you tell us which conspiracies that you have found that have actually proven to be true. I've named off about four or five. Ken's, of course, eloquently answered the question. Here's another one for you. This one comes from Conrad Hartman, who's been a forum poster now for almost a year. And he says, and this is, I'd be interested to hear your answer here. Are you aware of any theories or details, Ken, regarding current human experimentation in North Korea? Reports continue to filter out of various atrocities being performed by the government, including accounts of experimental victims abducted in a black van referred to as the Crow. We hear other accounts of concentration camps and cannibalism both together and apart. But do you have any comment on what's going on in North Korea?
In North Korea? I'm not aware of anything specifically to what's being said there. When I think of North Korea, of course, I think of the satellite imagery that shows after dark, that shows lights everywhere except there.
South
North
Korea's Korea lit up like a Christmas tree, and it's nothing in the north.
And there's nothing there, yeah. And so I don't know. I mean, it seems to me to be a matter of government policy to keep people in the dark, as it were. And
yeah, literally and figuratively.
Yeah, so they don't really even need conspiracy there.
Yeah, I had an interesting conversation a number of years back with Grandfather Martin Gashwi Osomo of the Hopi. And he was convinced that the War of the Gourd of Ashes would culminate with China putting North Korea up to attacking the U.S. with nuclear weapons. And he told me this way back, probably 10, 12 years ago.
Chris, you're saying that, therefore, North Korea would be a proxy for China.
Exactly. And he, I guess he did some sort of vision quest or something, and he saw these rockets coming over, you know, from North Korea and landing on the West Coast. But, you know, a closed system like that is very difficult to pry open some of these stories and really get to the bottom of some of these rumors that are coming out. North Korea would be a classic example of how difficult it is.
Yeah, that's all quite true. I can't imagine, though, they could get missiles over here before we would take them down. Just doesn't, you know, from what I know about the technology of it all, that just doesn't seem possible, but who knows?
We can always use that as an excuse. Didn't they use 9/11 as an excuse, even though it was a misdirected one, to attack Iraq?
No.
And Afghanistan. I mean, that's the wars that we're still involved in.
Well, here's one for you. I got a question. How much do you think the war in Afghanistan has to do with controlling the heroin and poppy supply on the planet and this $1 trillion worth of rare earth metals that are there? What do you think is going on there?
Yeah, almost everything. I think it almost everything to do. I mean, Osama bin Laden is dead, right? And Al-Qaeda isn't really much of a force anymore. Supposedly we're scaling down there, but it's not always been the case. So in Afghanistan, it's always been about the opium trade and that sort of thing.
Yeah, no one's ever actually subjugated the Afghan people from the outside. The British tried, right. You know, the Mongols tried, the Russians tried. There's a lot of nasty stuff that goes on in that part of the world, that's for sure, and a lot of it has our name on it, I'm sure.
I would think here also that we're trying to just leave the place, leave it alone, get the heck out of there, and save face, but we wonder what that country is going to be like once we're gone. That government, for example, is going to last about 30 seconds.
Right, yeah. I don't know. I think we're entertaining fantasies to think that we really want to make a serious effort of not extending our control throughout the world.
Yeah.
You know, there'll be some kind of manufactured incident or something that'll keep the, you know.
Well, they're sure as heck trying.
Yeah.
You know, they tried with Libya. They're trying with Egypt, I guess, because there are more unrest there. We're trying with Syria. You know, trying to force an issue there.
So do you have a sense of some sort of false flag event looming on the horizon, a la 9/11, or maybe a manufactured hurricane?
A manufactured hurricane, that's an interesting one. Yeah, I would expect something like that.
What do you think of Mark?
You guys, I'm beginning to lose my voice, I'm afraid.
We don't have much more to go. We have like about maybe 12 minutes.
Well, you know, the guy who did a lot of the research on the HAARP Array was Jerry Smith, right?
Well, and Nick Begich, too.
And Nick Begich, of course. Of course. So, have you had Nick on your show?
No, he's been
difficult. We had him on a long time ago.
We tried to get him back on, but he's really tough to get. He's up in Alaska.
Yeah.
And
right,
I think he said we got to have Sarah Palin on first. And since we're never going to ask Sarah Palin to come on the Paracast, I can guarantee you that Sarah Palin, unless she has a really compelling UFO sighting, will never be on the Paracast, as a result
She's had some kind of falling out with the Fox Network, too, right?
They fired her.
Yeah, they fired her a couple weeks ago. Yeah. Well, she could see Russia.
Have you heard who's replacing Beyonce at the Super Bowl? Are you with me?
I don't know. I don't think I follow that. I have to tell you really honestly, I don't follow those conspiracies. That's one that is just way off the radar. And frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. I'll tell you what, we got Ken Thomas who does give a damn. And we have Gene and Chris. We have Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, neighbors. Meetings are an essential part of any business. You know, making presentations to clients, collaborating with your colleagues. Well, make them as simple as possible to run and organize. Use GoToMeeting by Citrix, the easiest, most reliable online meeting service. With GoToMeeting, you can schedule an online meeting in seconds. Attendees can join with just a click from anywhere. Meeting materials are viewed on everyone's screen, making collaboration seamless. GoToMeeting is so easy to use for you and everyone joining your meeting. Plus, with GoToMeeting, hold as many meetings as you can for one flat rate. You have phone conferencing and voice over IP are included. You know, my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days, a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code PODCAST.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Fall in love.
with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, we have made it possible for Ken Thomas to almost lose his voice. This is what we do to people. Ken.
That's the guy just motherfucking. I was just about to explain that the Super Bowl this weekend, Bob Dylan is doing the halftime thing. And Bob Dylan is one of your great conspiracy theorists of all time, I think. And if you listen to Dylan's new record, and
really?
And in fact, this also actually dovetails back into the idea of synchronicity. Dylan recently did an interview in Rolling Stone magazine where he talks about a second Bob Zimmerman who got into a motorcycle accident and died in 1966, which is, you know, it's famous in rock history. Dylan's motorcycle accident is. And he starts talking about synchronicities and how he was transfigured by everything that he was discovering about the second Bob Zimmerman. So that's fascinating. But also, in his latest release called Tempest, which is this marvelous long sea shanty about the Titanic, but it also has a tribute to John Lennon called Roll On John. And the lyrics are, they shot him in the back, and there's this whole conspiracy element that gets into the whole notion of, you know, why Kennedy was assassinated. It's not the main point of the song, but it's definitely, you know, the lyrics are, they shot him in the back. So the perpetually paranoid Bob Dylan.
Yeah, but you had to make the voice rougher now. His voice is pretty well shot at his age.
Oh, yeah, marvelously so, though. Marvelously so.
He sounds like an old Delta blues guy now.
And again, he's going to be halftime at the Super Bowl. This is the first time I've ever looked forward to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that would be.
Well, he replaced Beyonce because of the scandal involving her lip syncing at the inaugural.
Yeah, you can't lip sync at the inaugural. You can't even use a teleprompter. No, the president did that already. Oh, well.
I gave up on television 7 years ago. I haven't had a TV in the house in 7 years, so I miss out on all this celebrity.
Well, you can, you know, you hear about it later and look it up on YouTube, because surely you have a computer, right?
Oh, I've got about five of them, but who's counting?
Hey, you hear my dogs going right now? Listen, we're getting deep into this conspiracy stuff. We're getting into the Super Bowl conspiracy, and now the dogs are arguing.
Well, you know, Beyonce and Jay-Z, they're into the Illuminati, and they do these, they have the kids do the sigils and the mudras and the symbols, and they've got their clothing line that has the eye and the pyramid, and they do all this mumbo jumbo stuff. That they're really into all that kind of stuff, from what I understand.
That's right. Well, Dylan's only into Jesus, as far as I can tell. But yeah, you know, interesting thing about Facebook is that if you watch it on a large screen, like 55-inch, 70-inch television, you really get more of a sense of what's actually going on there. Facebook is, a lot of people use it and think of it just like it's email, but it's not. You've got your own television station there, you know?
Yeah.
If you look at it on a large screen, you realize your sense of privacy disappears, for one thing, and yeah. you realize you're out there, you know, like there's millions and millions of television channels. Everybody's got one now.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
If you look at the privacy settings for Facebook, they're very convoluted, very confusing. They keep telling you they're going to fix it, and they make it more and more complicated. And now we have a situation where Google wants to get into that game. You know, it can't be just Facebook with the personal TV set or personal TV station. It is Google Plus. Google Plus has tens of millions of people, but I think most people just never use it. And that's a good question, too, here. All right, so everything about you is already on Facebook. You want to know something about somebody, it's on Facebook, because a lot of people are led to believe it's just a way for people to talk privately to each other. Fat chance. Maybe it'll happen if you do the proper settings.
It's the most ingenious intelligence-gathering tool ever devised.
Well, I'm one step ahead of the game. My Facebook page is called Steam Shovel Press. It's not about me. It's about the research and all the weird stuff that I can find and post. So it's like the Steam Shovel Press Facebook in many ways is an extension of my old zine, only with videos and research and stuff like that. So I don't put my personal information up there at all. I just use it as a television station.
No, I found your phone number there.
On Steam, you did not. I'll tell you the one place that is invading my privacy is Wikipedia. They keep putting the year of my birth and the city where I live, and I don't want that on there. I keep going up there, taking it off. Somebody keeps putting it back on. Did this back and forth for a while. Now I've registered a complaint, and they're considering my complaint, and just annoying as I'll get out.
I'm glad I don't have a wiki page, boy.
I don't have one either. We have one for the PowerCast, which needs to be edited. And by the way, I welcome anyone who is really good at Wikipedia stuff to get in touch with me after the show. And we'll try to work on our page. But I don't want a Wikipedia page about me. I don't want about Chris. I don't want one about any of our people.
Well, everybody needs some kind of assistant to manage all that stuff, you know. I just can't pay attention to that. You know, I'm not here to learn their rules. It's there to serve me, not the other way around. If I want to share something on Facebook, I'll just swipe the URL and paste it in. I won't use their little share button or anything like that. You know, I'm not going to waste a lot of my time learning their crap. They're there to learn my crap.
or at least take a good sniff.
Hey, I want to tell you something here about Wikipedia, the first paragraph. The topic of this article may not meet Wikipedia's notability guidelines for biographies. And I guess
That's because
you're not famous enough, okay?
That's right. And yet, there it is. I'm there.
You're there, right.
Yeah.
The warning means
so
nothing
outdated.
Because you never get the stuff taken down.
Right. I don't even know what's out there. Like I said, you have to hire an assistant to just search the web and find it different places. You know, there's probably people out there just taking my books in total and putting them out online and some all kinds of violations of copyright and privacy. And it's the Wild West, really.
Well, you know, of course, there are companies now who are like reputation defenders. That might be the name of one of the companies. And they promise that if you pay them this given amount of money for each instance or something like that, they will go out on the Internet and somehow intervene to get some of the bad information about you taken off. Now, of course, with the PowerCast, we are, I don't know if we're famous or infamous in our own minds, but there are sites out there that talk about us. Sometimes they're friendly, sometimes they're not. And, of course, I have underwent a number of financial problems, which, of course, is something which is a very evil thing to do. You know, people who suffer. People who have any kind of negative experience, I have found people who complain about that. So there you go. People look for train wrecks.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't mind if somebody gets up and wants to argue with me about a point I made or some they think I said that I thought was ignorant. And I don't mind a fight, and I don't mind being negative. And in fact, I don't like all the glad-handing that goes on. I don't like Facebook and all the cute puppy photographs and the little new age aphorisms and everything that people put up there. It's a big waste of time for the most part. I don't mind arguing with people. I don't mind being negative. But you're right, intrusions into privacy and, you know, doing personal damage to other people, that ain't right.
I just think people need a life. I mean, in this day and age, people have enough trouble just surviving. The game of survival is difficult enough, and we here at the PowerCast are trying to explore all sorts of mysteries, and we look at the conspiracies that we're talking about with Ken Thomas. Some of them may end up just not passing muster, that the conventional wisdom is correct. Others, you know, we're seeing more and more that there are weird things going around behind the scenes. Stuff may be hiding in plain sight that we're trying to understand and discover. And that's why we're here each and every week, not to pander to people, but to ask the questions. We bring Ken Thomas on every year or two because he has lots of thought-provoking things to say. And maybe you'll agree with some of the things he says. Maybe you won't agree with other things, but you have to say he pushes the right buttons to get you to think.
Yeah.
You've got to think. Don't just accept your favorite reality show as being reality, because reality shows are not reality. They are the ultimate form of drama, in fact, or maybe the worst form of drama, because some of it is so amateurish. Ken Thomas, tell our listeners where they can find more of the things you do.
The main new product is Popular Parapolitics. It's a Kindle book. And you just type that title into Amazon.com, and you can find it and a list of its contents and a free Kindle app. That's one way to go. I'm using this year, the 50th anniversary of Kennedy assassination, to do different lecture gigs. So if you have a group or something that you want me to speak at, please contact me. I just got back from doing a marvelous little thing in Los Angeles, and hopefully I've got CG Press working on Atlanta, I think, would be the next place I go.
Go to steamshovelpress.com to learn more about the things that Ken Thomas does. Chris O'Brien's founded OurStrangePlanet.com. That's OurStrangePlanet.com. More and more things going up there. The site's getting better and better every day. And you can find us at theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Ken Thomas, thank you for joining us this week on The Paracast.
Thank you for having me. It's been fun.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.